Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At
515-355-3200. Welcome to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. Today, it's just miscellaneous sports. Let's see, I've got a football one, and I've got a hockey one, and I think I've got a soccer one. Isn't that what the World Cup is, a soccer one? Question?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, that would be true. You're clearly a huge football fan, aren't you?
Yeah, but football, baseball, but not the soccer football.
I'm talking about European football. Come on.
Oh, European football. Yes. Well, I tell you, I loved Pele, but that was in the 60s.
And what do they call? What is the terminology for soccer? What is the phrase in soccer? What do they call the game? Do you have an
football
idea?
They call it football.
Actually, yes, but the key phrase is it's known as the beautiful game. Oh, so the beautiful game.
Well, they used to call in the ghetto, they used to call basketball round ball. True, yeah, because you know what, though? See, listen, I'm so old that soccer, the ball wasn't round. They hadn't invented circles yet. It was all square. It was a very difficult game back then. All right. When we come back, Mike's going to introduce our special guest, Kevin O'Malley, who wrote a book on Vin Scully, as well as I believe you're an award-winning documentarist, if that's the correct term. All right. Also want to talk a little bit about Caitlin Clark. She's getting an intro into the WNBA. Unfortunately, her team's not doing well, but do you see that check that she got, the cross check? I guess that's what they call it, a cross check, right? Amazon is still, are they getting close to their NBA deal? I don't know. I mean, well, it sounds pretty close. All right, stay with us. You're listening to the Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Attention business owners. How can you attract 22,000 new customers? How can you generate 10% in new sales? By accepting iText dollars for sales in the cashless marketplace, your business can access an exclusive cashless distribution channel, attract new customers, and generate new sales. Barbara Hill says,
iText has been one of the best things I've ever done for my business. It brings me business I would never reach with any other marketing.
It's simply the best cashless marketplace around. iText will change the way you look at money. Members in increase sales, conserve cash, and utilize a new distribution channel by using iText dollars to transact business. iText is the leading marketplace for cashless business transactions across North America. Our members processed more than $300 million in transactions last year. The fact is, iText dollars work. Isn't it time they started working for you? To register, visit itext.com. Promo code 408-408 or call 408-504-8400. For more information.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to ElkCoveInn.com for reservations. That's ElkCoveInn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Ecom 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, and Michael, you're going to introduce our guest.
Right now, you mean?
Okay. Right now.
I'll do it. All right, listen, it's going to be a fun show. Well, if you like baseball, and even if you don't like baseball, you've got to stick around because today we're going to talk about one of the most iconic soundtrack voices that ever did play-by-play. Play-by-play is now an art form. Today, we're going to talk to a friend of mine. His name is Kevin O'Malley. What a fine Irish name. Kevin was actually very instrumental in one of the folks that contributed to a wonderful book about a man who is known as the voice track of Los Angeles and Dodger baseball, the great Vince Scully, who passed away in 2022. And I know we have all types of folks watching and listening to our show, young and old, but I would say that Vince Scully was the quintessential play-by-play iconic voice. I don't think there's anybody that's ever been any better. Kevin O'Malley, of course, our guest, he serves as head of operations for the MLB ministry, coordinator for Catholic Athletes for Christ in Virginia. He also is the creator and producer for two media projects involving Vince Scully. Believe it or not, Vince Scully in 2016 did the Rosary, and Kevin's involved in that. And then Kevin also is an Emmy Award-winning documentary, and he helped produce a story called The Gil Hodges Story. It's the soul of a champion. Kevin's also a graduate of the University of Dayton. Kevin, that's a hell of an introduction. Listen, welcome to the show. Happy to have you coast to coast, border to border, and for our military members at land and sea. So happy to have you aboard, Kevin.
It's my pleasure to be with you. Thanks so much.
I still remember. It's funny because I was a big A's fan, so it was really still hard to hear. And she is gone. Oh, the home run by Kirk Gibson, but that was great.
In a year that was so improbable, the impossible has happened. Yeah. As Gibson rounded second.
Yes.
Now, if you listen to Kevin O'Malley's voice, folks, you're going to hear a cadence. I mean, I thought I was on the phone with Kevin yesterday, Edward. I'm like, hello, is this Vin? Is this Vin Scully? I mean, he's not even trying. It's just this natural rhythm of his voice. And Kevin, I want to hear your Scully impersonation. But Kevin, why in the world? I mean, that's probably the stupidest question you could ever ask. But I guess to honor the great legendary Vince Scully, what was the impetus behind that?
Sure. So, you know, all the credit really goes to a Los Angeles sports journalist named Tom Hofarth. Tom worked many years on the Dodger beat for the LA Daily News, knew Vin quite well. And he had this, thinking about Vin, as many of us did after his passing in August of 2022. And speaking to folks, it just came to him that at Vin's funeral mass, that was, you know, very small, family, friends, etc. And to provide an outlet for folks to almost eulogize Vin in a way. And Tom had this idea that, yes, there's probably going to be books written about Vin and his amazing career, as you mentioned, Mike, at the beginning, the greatest sports broadcaster that's ever lived. But why not put together a tribute book that looked at really the human aspects and the character of Vin? Hmm. And that's what this book did. So Tom compiled 67 contributors, and I was incredibly honored and blessed to be asked to be one of them, to write firsthand account experiences with Vin in a multitude of areas. So there's chapters on his humility and gratitude. There's a chapter on patriotism, which he would interject throughout broadcasts across his long and illustrious career. And then faith and family was one chapter, and that's the chapter that I was asked to pen an essay to Vin on. So it was a great project. I know it's just recently released. Again, it's called Perfect Eloquence, An Appreciation of Vin Scully. And there are 67 essayists, one for each of his years of broadcasting for the Dodgers, both in Brooklyn and L.A. And everybody from Bob Costas, Al Michaels, Oral Hershiser, Peter O'Malley, Brian Cranston from Breaking Bad in Hollywood, who was a close friend of Vince. And just tying it all together, I mean, an amazing chapter. I gave a copy of the book to one of the radio broadcasters here in Washington for the Washington Nationals, who knew Vin just as a peer, and read the book. And he wrote me a handwritten thank you note. And he said, you know what, I'm going to start doing this more often, because there's a chapter. And anyone who knew Vin, and I have many of them at my home as keepsakes, he would write a handwritten thank you note if you did anything for him. And so, you know, to get now a thank you note from one of the radio broadcasters here, and now he's going to start kind of following that in those footsteps moving forward when he receives things. So it's a really uplifting book.
Wait, you mean Vin didn't text all those 67 years?
But what he did do, and I think somebody wrote in the essay, he and I would exchange emails over the last 10 years of his life. And I just always thought it was so cool. He always answered or wrote emails in all caps. And I think somebody mentions that in the book. Just that's kind of a unique trait that you always would get from Vin.
It sounds like he's yelling at him.
In a way, but I think that's just all he kind of knew how to do, maybe from typewriter days or something. I don't know, but it was always kind of cool. No matter what, either if he crafted it or even responding to one, he'd always write in all caps.
Interesting. Okay.
So that's the book, and it's getting amazing reaction, especially in the state of California. But Tom is kind of on a media tour and book signing tour at a number of book fairs in Los Angeles and the greater Southern California area. And people just really taken to it.
Kevin, it's fair to say this book really, yes, it's about baseball and the soundtrack of the legendary Vinny Scully. But really, it's a story about life. You and I were talking a little bit, but Vin Scully is a man that, like many of us in life, has gone through a number of tragedies. I don't think people understand or know about that. Personal stuff that affected his life. His faith is very strong, as you mentioned, as a good Irish Catholic kid, Vin Scully. But how do you even attack this subject? Yes, he has the baseball side, but is it perhaps the life, the actual life of Vin Scully is perhaps even more fascinating?
Absolutely. And that's, nobody's ever captured that. Exactly. I mean, when you read this book, very little is about him being the greatest broadcaster ever. It's really more about the human. And, you know, I'm very fortunate to have known him over the final 10 years of his life and to be with him in situations where, I mean, it's really, he's an amazing man. I mean, and everyone hears about it and you kind of sense that from seeing him on the air. But take that, he's 10 times nicer and better than what you think you know of him. And I've seen it so many times firsthand. I mean, he'll spend as much time with James, the security guard outside the Vin Scully press box at Dodger Stadium, as he will with a player or some Hollywood star who wants to come up and visit him in the booth.
I love that humility. Okay, hey guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial break with a trivia question. Talking miscellaneous sports here. Okay, which quarterback's first pass attempt in the NFL was for an interception for a pick six touchdown? Now, there's a lot of those guys, but it's the, hold on. Okay. Also, here's kind of an interesting hint. His first completion was to himself.
What?
All right. That's our trivia question. All right. Email Edward at sportsecom101.com. The answer to this question, which quarterback's first attempt in the NFL was for an interception for a pick six touchdown, and his first completion was to himself. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackson, who we haven't heard from much, and Kevin O'Malley, our special guest. All right, our first trivia question. Which quarterback's first attempt in the NFL was for an interception for a pick six touchdown, and his first completion was to himself? Russ,
I'll guess
you, you came back on. You know the answer to this?
I'll say Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning? No. Anyone?
How about Brett Favre?
Yes.
Brett
Favre. Yeah. So I think what happened was he threw a pass and it got tipped and then he caught it and ran a few yards. Yeah. Very good. All right. That was our special guest, Kevin O'Malley. Now, we have a special voicemail here that Mike wants to play.
Yeah. So, obviously, Kevin was good buddies with the great Vince Scully. If you call Kevin O'Malley up, this is what it's going to sound like, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You ready for this? Here we go.
One more time. Here we go.
Voice mailbox for Kevin O'Malley. Please leave your name, number, and the reason for your call after the tone. And Kevin will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Kevin. Thanks for being on Sports Econ 101.
I have to say, when I first got that in 2014, and again, he's just like, yeah, let's go do it. And he took me into like the closet at the press room at Dodger Stadium. And of course, one take, and he was done. But I received so many calls from friends of friends of friends who would call just to listen to it.
Well, how did they know unless they called you? I guess one guy called you.
Well, my friend was, hey, you got to call my buddy's cell number. He's got Vin Scully on his voice.
Okay.
And I purposely in my mind was thinking, I want to keep this forever. Who knows in 30, 40 years, will we even have phone numbers? So I didn't have him say the number, just my name.
Oh.
So I'll use it in whatever capacities needed.
Love it.
Kevin, you know, one of the things we talked about, Vince Scully, more than just a baseball man, as a play-by-play artist. But talk a little bit of some of the things that we don't know about Vince. For example, I know that he faced a couple of tragedies. Many of us go through these things in life. But it really kind of, is it fair to say, did it define him as a person on how he dealt with these tragedies? And tell us what he endured.
Sure. So most people know Vin was a very personal man, an individual. He really did not share much of his everyday life with the general public. But he has stated in various interviews and TV interviews that the passing of his first wife, Joan, as well as his first son, Michael, in a helicopter crash in the 90s, that really it was his faith and his family that helped get him through those difficult moments. And he was such a positive man. I mean, no matter what trials anyone's facing, including himself, he was always able to kind of look to the good and that everyone has hope. And that was always a central part of his general thinking.
Well, there's this life, and then there's after this life, you know?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, there's a funny, I remember after Vin passed, there was in the newspaper, I can't remember if it was in LA or not. It was a picture, a cartoon of Vin kind of getting to the pearly gates and facing the entrance into heaven. And the man at the gate said something like, "And look who's coming up," just like he did with Kirk Gibson in 88. And no truer words spoken. I think he was welcomed into the gates of heaven in August of 2022.
Oh, and you can hear Scully said, "Oh my, it's Mickey Mantle." You
know, exactly. One of
the, hey, you know, now, one of the things, and Edward, I didn't mention this, but Kevin, you are the father of five girls?
Five girls and a son. Yes.
Holy cow.
Wait a minute, hold on. And you don't have any gray hair?
I don't.
How do you do that?
It's beginning to fall out, but it hasn't turned gray yet.
But I mentioned this in a very, caring way because, I know you have a lovely wife and that's beautiful. But Vin, when he lost his wife, he was a single father for a while, wasn't he?
He was. And then fate would have it, he met Sandy, who was working for the Los Angeles Rams at that time. And this is a great Vin story. So she came from a prior marriage with two children, and then they had one child together. So they had a total of six children. And they lived not far from Florence Henderson, the mom on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, yeah. Flo, I have to tell you, family squabbles don't get solved in 23 and a half minutes.
That's great.
Awesome.
But, I would tell him, like, you're the real life Forrest Gump. I mean, think of where Vin was at these various, magic moments in baseball, not only baseball history, but in his personal life. So people don't realize he lived just a few doors away from Ronald Reagan before he became governor. And stayed friends with Reagan throughout his governor time, and then obviously as the president in the 80s. He, in 1950, after the 57 season and the Brooklyn Dodgers moved to L.A., he and his first wife lived on the West Side in a two-story apartment complex. And as he would say, being the doting husband as I was, he went grocery shopping. And as he's coming back, his hands are full of bags, and he was trying to figure out how to open the fence gate. And he said, seemingly out of nowhere, a man appeared who lived in the apartment complex and opened the gate. And he said, thank you. And he said, hi, my name's John Wooden. I'm the men's basketball coach at UCLA.
Wow.
So one of the first people Vin meets is an unknown coach at the time. This is well before the run. So Vin just has these moments. He was in Atlanta when Aaron hit 715.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, Edward and Russell, let's not only forget Vin Scully, the baseball guy, but how about Vin Scully, the football play-by-play guy? Joe Montana to Dwight Clark and the glorious catch. I mean, and Candlestick when they beat Dallas.
Absolutely. That was Vin Scully. That's his final NFL game broadcast. He went out doing the catch.
Really?
That's just amazing.
And apparently that was the only time he announced any 49er game at all.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Very fortunate.
Yeah, he was an emergency fill-in because one of the other announcers was ill, I think, at the time. They had to grab him and recruit him at the last second, and he just filled himself in and was there for the legendary moment.
So, it's amazing. These event after event. And, he's got such great ties to San Francisco, really beginning – a lot of people don't know that growing up in New York, he lived in the Bronx, but his favorite team was the New York Giants. And his favorite player was Mel Ott. And he would tell me these stories about Mel Ott. And one birthday, maybe 7-8 years ago, I sent him something on Mel Ott. And of course, not only did he write me a thank you note, but he left me a voicemail. And he goes, and Kevin, thank you so much for Melvin Thomas Ott of Gretna, Louisiana. So he loved Mel Ott.
511 home runs, the same number that Cy Young won. Absolutely. That's why I remember.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he, he often stated, and he ended his career in San Francisco in October of 2016, his final broadcast on that Sunday in early October. And he got to meet at that time. He's met him before, but Willie Mays came up in the booth because Vin always said that the greatest player he ever saw in his 67 years was Mays.
That's it's funny. I haven't been around 67 years, but I used to watch Willie play at Candlestick and all that. And then just in general, the best all around player. Yeah.
It's hard to argue that for sure.
Yeah. In fact, my dad was a big Ted Williams fan because he grew up in Brooklyn.
Sure.
And the thing is, he hated the Yankees. So he always said, if Ted Williams could have played in Yankee Stadium and Joe DiMaggio played in
Fenway.
In Fenway, then things would have been a little bit different. Oh boy. Hey. Okay, we have a couple more minutes before we have to go to a break. What other sports stuff did you guys want to cover? Go ahead.
Well, I got to ask, Kevin, first of all, there's a couple of, as for folks that know this, you know, our show is really based out of the San Francisco Bay Area. And before I hit those, Kevin, I know there's two stories with the Giants that you have, and Vince Scully tells an unbelievable story about a Giant pitcher. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Fill us in and give us the
story. Sure.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Kevin, yeah. I'll tell you what, we have to go to a quick break, but I definitely want to hear that story, and, we'll and the audience does too. So we'll keep, as we say, we'll keep them in suspenders.
There you go.
All right. Hey, now this one, we got a hockey question this time. The highest scoring pair of brothers in the NHL were which two brothers? And you have to give me exactly how many points they had each. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding about that. Okay. The highest scoring pair of brothers in the NHL were which two brothers? All right. Email Edward at sportsecom101.com that question. We'll see who's the first one who knows a lot about hockey on that one. All right. When we come back, Kevin O'Leary, I tell you, my head's in the business mind. Kevin O'Malley, excuse me, Kevin, is going to go through another Vin Scully story. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Are you aware of the 30% federal tax credit available now when you purchase a Tesla Powerwall in California? Act now, and you'll not only receive a 30% federal tax credit on your Tesla Powerwall, you'll also reduce your electric bill. Want a free estimate? Want to claim a $100 off voucher for your Tesla Powerwall installation? It's easy. Just call Tesla Powerwall Certified Installer, Integrity Electric, and mention the name of our friend, Edward Brown. Call Integrity Electric at 415-499-8844. Once again, 415-499-8844. Since 1993, award-winning Marin County-based Integrity Electric has been recognized as a leader and trusted expert in their field. Our web address, integrityelectric.net. That's integrityelectric.net. Integrity Electric.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Celebrate with us. Enjoy exceptional Broadway performers and world-class wine under the starlit Sonoma sky. From theater favorites to the treasured American songbook and today's popular hits, Transcendence Theater Company presents Broadway in Sonoma in the magical field of dreams. Steps from Sonoma Plaza. this June through September. Get your tickets today at bestnightever.org.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown, Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, Kevin O'Malley, on the air. All right. Second trivia question is a hockey question. The highest scoring pair of brothers in the NHL were which two brothers? This is almost like the baseball question where who are the two brothers who hit the most home runs, Tommy and Hank Aaron.
Exactly.
Or Al Adels used to say, when we say, hey, Al, tell us a story. He goes, well, one time me and Will Chamberlain scored 117 points in one game. I love that one. All right. Anyone know this hockey question?
I don't know. The Gretzky's? The Gretzky brothers?
Yes. Oh, really? That's right.
Wayne and Brent.
Okay.
It's the only hockey question I think I'll ever get right on the show.
Yeah, I know. Me too, and I didn't even get this one. Okay, so Wayne had 2,857 points, and Brent had 4.
Didn't know there was a Brent Gretzky playing.
I know.
That's you got me on that
it was
one
a little
along.
Bit tricky. A little bit tricky.
Okay, there's a Janet ahead, Gretzky. Mike. She's rather nice on the ice.
Indeed.
She's only four goals back from Brent.
That's right. All right, Mike, you were going to ask Kevin, he was going to tell a story, but tee it up for us.
Yeah, so Kevin O'Malley is our distinguished guest on this show today. And Kevin is a guy that is contributed to a book called Perfect Eloquence. He's also an Emmy Award-winning documentarian. And Kevin, one of the things we don't know about Vince Scully, talk about his love of country, and you can fill us in the rest.
Sure. And that's there's a chapter in the book just on that, on history and patriotism. But there's a famous clip that you can find on the internet of Vin as the camera would pan maybe between pitching changes and in the audience, and you could see a veteran of World War II. And he spoke about his personal experience as a youngster in the Bronx, learning the news on that fateful Sunday from Pearl Harbor. And he said that was the only time he remembers his father ever cursing was when the news came out that Hawaii had been bombed.
Yeah, that must have been an unbelievable day. So how about this? Did Vince Scully ever curse? I could just hear them with those golden words.
Yeah, I mean, he would always, if there was a baseball fight on the field, and a lot of times the cameras would catch, if you can read lips, you would know what they're saying. And he goes, you know, for you youngsters out there, if you read his lips, he's saying fertilizer. Fertilizer was always the F word that Vin would choose to use in place.
Very, very classy.
Yes.
Very classy. Really appreciate that. Hey guys, we got about, 8 minutes to go. love having Kevin on. Are there other sports topics that you guys want to cover? We got the basketball finals coming up here.
Well, I do think it's worth mentioning the death of Larry Allen.
Yeah.
You know, he was a legend as far as offensive linemen goes. You know, it's often that, you know, the offensive line is something that gets overlooked in football.
Yeah.
So, you know, and he was only 52 years old, which is really, you know, disturbing as, you know, my birthday's coming up in 2 months. So I'm just looking now at people who are dying in their 50s and saying to myself, how did I make it this far? So, And they haven't released how Larry Allen died, have they?
Yeah.
So
he was on vacation with
yeah,
family.
I didn't know he was sick or anything like that. I was kind of a
no.
surprise.
Could be just hard
to a lot of
yeah,
people.
Russell. I believe he died suddenly in Mexico, and I've got a connection to him as well. Of course, for folks who don't know who Larry Allen is, he offensive lineman, Cowboys, 49ers. More importantly, Vintage High School, Napa, California. Dominant player. So, Butte College, he played where Aaron Rodgers played. And on top of that, he was the greatest player in the history of Sonoma State University. He was a Cossack and a dominant force. At one point, Russell, he actually bench pressed 700 pounds. His entire team surrounded him in awe of the man. He was a physical specimen. On top of the fact, not only was he strong as you know what, he was one of the nicest guys you'd ever met. Would not utter a word against opponents. Occasionally, he'd do the motor voice. He'd say, voo, 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 and that would get his gear to psych out opponents. But Larry Allen was arguably actually the greatest football player from the North Bay and Bay Area in history. It's, I mean, there's just no question about it.
Well,
especially from the offensive line side.
Absolutely. I mean, for fans today, they don't, it's hard to remember and go back to the 1990s, but in the 90s, he was the dominant force in that Dallas Cowboy dynasty of the 1990s, winning back to back and three total. And, you know, poor Emmett Smith was, you know, incredibly emotional yesterday in discussing Larry Allen, who was beloved by everybody on that team and throughout that franchise.
A six-time All-Pro, 11 Pro Bowls. I mean, he was, you know, obviously he's in the Hall of Fame for a reason. But, you know, I know we take a lot of pride in him being from the San Francisco Bay Area, the North Bay, which is Napa, California. And he was so beloved, the greatest high school player to ever come out of vintage high school in the Napa Valley.
Did Troy Aikman make a statement? Do we know?
I didn't see anything on Troy.
Not yet. I mean, he blocked for Troy, so I'm sure Troy had a close relationship.
Absolutely.
Wow. Moving on to basketball for just a quick second. First of all, a couple of days ago, Caitlin Clark gets body checked. And, you know, all this whole thing about race and all that. But I think a lot of it has to do with just the fact that she's a she's a rookie and she's getting all this attention, you know, and a lot of people. And the thing is that rather than people being upset who are other WNBA players, I would hope that they would be happy that she's in because she's made the sport more interesting and which will end up being more money for all these players.
I mean, there's already an advantage with WNBA just having her in the league. They now have chartered flights, which they didn't have before this season, and that is solely attributable to her. I think you're right. I think it's a little bit of her being a rookie. I think no matter what, there's always going to be a level of jealousy. I mean, she is the golden daughter of the league and of sports, quite frankly. Some people are going to bring race. Some people are going to bring sexual orientation into it. The whole nine yards. I think, you know, it could be any or all of that. And no different than a lot of rookies in all professional sports who sometimes have to, you know, grin and bear it in dealing with the physicality of the game. But it's just, again, a lot of people assumed that she was going to come in and dominate and the team would be great. Well, there's a reason why they had the number one pick. They're a horrible team. I mean, they have her now, and that's at least, you know, making them more competitive, but it's going to take a while. She will, it's just a matter of time. She will eventually get to a point where she'll do in the WNBA what she did in the NCAA.
Yeah. And she, I think, what was her salary is like 120,000 or something, but the thing is she's making like 3 million on endorsements.
Exactly.
So good for her, you know, that's great.
Yeah.
you know, doesn't matter.
And you think these other players would be, I mean, they're now playing a lot of these games in NBA arenas, which has, you know, a lot of the teams across the country had moved away from just because they were getting, you know, 1500 people in a 20,000 seat gym.
Yeah. And the thing is, I don't know much about her. I've seen just a couple of interviews, but she seems relatively humble. I mean, she doesn't seem like she's got an attitude, which is great. You know, just kind of play the game. No.
Everybody's got a chip on her shoulder. Just let the girl play basketball. Who gives a rat's you know what about her gender or about her, you know, whatever.
Isn't her gender white?
Who cares? Okay, let's get beyond that. It's 2020.
Wait, hold on. The gender thing, besides being a woman, isn't she straight? Doesn't she have a boyfriend?
Right. I mean, okay. Let's get past this garbage.
Bad thing now to be straight.
She's in the minority.
Hey, Russell, and I would be totally remiss as a broadcast journalist not to ask our guest, Kevin O'Malley, this profound, incredible story that's connected to the Giants and a pitcher by the name of Baumgartner. You got to tell this story. It's unreal.
So it's really one of Vin's best stories he ever told on the air. And Madison Baumgartner was pitching for the Giants at Dodger Stadium. And Vin, and I don't even know how he finds out about these stories, but he recounted a tale that Madison Baumgartner, he and his wife were hiking in the desert out in Arizona, I believe it was. And they literally saw in real time a wild rabbit get swallowed by a snake. And they go over there to see if there's any way they can save the rabbit. And Madison pulls out some sort of knife or hatchet and chops the snake up and reaches in and pulls out a live rabbit. And he and his wife nurtured it back to good health and released it back into the wild. Just an amazing...
Talk about a conservationist, right?
Did he give her a cow for their wedding anniversary or wedding?
Vin mentions in there that the only time he's ever worn a suit or a tie, Baumgartner, was to his wedding.
Well, and Kevin, Edward, Russell, also, and all of our wonderful Sports Econ 101 fans listening out there, has a fantastic story that is associated with the greatest Giant hitter ever. And I'm going to let Kevin share that.
This one is quite interesting. So living in Northern Virginia my whole life, in the summer of 85, the Pirates draft Barry Bonds with the 6th pick overall. And they are going to ship him to Prince William County, Virginia, to play for the Prince William Pirates. Now, that stadium and that team that were only about 15 minutes from my house. So I call up after the draft and harass the poor PR director for the Prince William Pirates. When's he going to get here? Where's he, you know, all these questions. And I found out the day he was coming, and I drove to the stadium at like 7:30 in the morning and just stood there all day. And eventually the car pulled up, and the first fan that Barry Bonds greeted as a professional baseball player was moi. What I got that day is quite rare. And I know for your radio folks, you won't be able to see it, but for Edward and Russ and Mike, not only do I have his signature, not only is it personalized, he wrote best wishes.
There you go.
I don't think there's a best wishes autograph from Barry Bonds to just about anybody.
Can you turn it? Go ahead and turn it, because we also are on YouTube. Go ahead. Is there anything on the other side?
No, all I brought was an index card, because back then there was no card of Barry Bonds.
Not yet. Okay, very good. Okay, guys, we're going to have to come to our last commercial break here, and then when we come back, we'll have some closing comments and our famous thoughts for the day. Okay, so this one is a World Cup question. Which country, and this surprises me, which country was the last undefeated one in the World Cup? Which country was the last undefeated one in the World Cup? So this is a surprising one. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that sound. We'll be right back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101, last time for today. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, and our special guest, Kevin O'Malley. All right, third trivia question. This one's on the World Cup. Which country was the last undefeated one in the World Cup? Mr. Mike, yes.
I'm going to just go on a limb. I'm going to say Uruguay.
Uruguay? But Uruguay was the only one where every player ended in O-U-V or something back years ago. Every single player had that last name. Moskinov, Amilinov, that's not the answer. And I guess what they figured is that if they didn't tie, right? Because if you tie, you're not undefeated or something like that. It was New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Yeah.
What
I mean, I was in Brazil or Italy. What's that?
What year?
What? Oh, it was like 10 years ago or something.
Really?
Hold on. But they
yeah, everyone's going to have to look that up.
So you're just saying.
I can always make these things up. Nobody will ever know. But I did. I looked these things up.
You're saying that it's a team that actually played in the World Cup because they never won a World Cup. New Zealand's never won a World Cup.
Which the last undefeated. New Zealand's never won a World Cup?
No.
Okay.
Audience, 110% guarantee
this last question then. All right. Let's just move on to our thoughts of the day, or else people are going to think I'm an idiot. Okay. So someone asked me if I were stranded on a desert island, what book I would bring. I said, How to Build a Boat. And start each day with a positive thought, like, I can go back to bed in just 17 short hours. I like that, especially for all us hardworking people out there. All right. Again, Kevin O'Malley, thank you again for being our guest today on Sports Econ 101. And audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. Next week, where we're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios. Go New Zealand.
Okay. So long.